Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
A lot of the conversations that parents need to have with their teenage sons and daughters need to come long before they're noticing boys and girls, correct?
One thing that I told Nathan, and he's 39, and he'll be 39 his birthday now. So he wrote a song about this just in the last year. It was so funny because he said he never forgot what I said. But Nathan had a tendency to give his heart away. He would always, you know, he would like a girl, and he was always immediately serious. You know, he didn't date, he got engaged and that kind of thing. And I told him, I said, Nathan, your heart's like a sticker. And if you've ever put a sticker on a sweater and you take it off and then you keep putting it back on, eventually you lose your stickum. And when you keep giving your heart away, you're going to lose your ability to remain true if you keep giving your heart away. And so this past year, he wrote a song called Stickin' With You. And he said, I never forgot that example that I gave him, just warning him, not only don't give your body away, but how about not giving your heart away?
So those talks that we have with our kids, even at a young age, what are the fruits of having that at a younger age versus not having them at all or having them at the window as they're headed to college? What's the hope that for you as a parent that those kids will gain through having that talk early?
Well, you become their confidant. You become the one of the that has the information, and you're the one that can tell them the truth, and they're not shying away from as though you don't know. You know, they have to keep a secret from you. Nathan took Steve took Nathan to a Hawks Bulls game in Atlanta. I took Heidi at the same age to the Opryland Hotel here in Nashville, and Steve had sent flowers to the room. I gave her a China doll that she would give to her daughter the first time, you know, when she has the talk. It was something she would pass down to her daughter. We listened to the same set of tapes that Nathan and Steve had listened to, and she and I became the person that she could come to, and the same information. I said, this is not to discuss with your girlfriends. You have questions, you come to me. They don't know anything. I know everything, and I will tell you anything you need to know and anything you're wanting to ask me. I'll be honest with you and tell you. And so we become their go-to person. That's the purpose of doing this young, is so that you establish a relationship, a trusted relationship, and one that is based on fact and not, you know, just salacious soap opera stuff. It's really the truth. And I think it's very important. And now Heidi, she's dreading it with all that's in her. It's time for her to do this with her daughter. And she's going, Mom, how did you do this? It's not easy, but that you've got to be the person that tells them in order for them to be the one that you trust.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.